Catherine Rice for the Youngstown State University Oral History Class, theme Idore Park by Scott Smith. The location is 937 Woodlawn, Girard, Ohio. The date is 10/30/91. At time presently 1 o'clock p.m. Okay. Before we start our discussion about Idore Park and everything else, I would just first like to ask some questions about your own personal life. So, if you want to start from the beginning and get rolling, tell me about yourself and about where you grew up, if you have any children and everything else, and tell me about your children. And
okay, I'm a 70-year-old mother, wife, housekeeper. We have 4 children, 4 daughters. 3 are married and live in the area. 1 daughter is in Minneapolis. Keep in close touch with her by phone, talk to her very often. She's a real joy. I've lived in Girard all my life.
Mm-hmm. Let me see. Well, how about your other daughters?
One teaches school locally. One is the mother of 4 children, so needless to say, that keeps her busy.
Mm-hmm.
One works at the hospital as an LPN. She has a lovely, charming teenage daughter.
So all but one of your children then live in the area.
Right.
How's that on holidays? Do you always get everybody together on holidays?
We try very hard, but because of their busy schedules, it's getting more difficult with the hospital work, and the mother of 4 has taken a part-time job, so that
mm-hmm.
limits her time. We try. We do the best we can. Very often we get together. And the out-of-towner, because she is more independent with no family,
mm-hmm.
manages to get home each holiday.
Well, that's good. That's good. And then the one that works at the school also gets around, right?
Yes, yeah. Yes.
She doesn't have any, there's many responsibilities.
Right, right.
And she doesn't have any kids. Or
no. No, we have several step-grandchildren.
Step-grandchildren.
Yes.
And they're all probably wonderful.
Oh, yes. They're a real joy.
So you've lived in Girard all your life.
Yes.
And how was it growing up in Girard?
I had a fine time.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of good friends.
Mm-hmm.
Kept busy.
Mm-hmm.
We had wiener roast. We had, we would get together at it was during the Depression, born in 21. I hit that 29 and 30,
mm-hmm.
just at an age where, and with no father. We had been poor before the Depression hit, because
mm-hmm.
my dad died before I was born. But Mom, you know, did a fine job of keeping us all together. But when we would get together to make fudge, one would bring sugar, one would bring cocoa, one would bring the milk. No one family could afford to put all the ingredients out. So, but we managed, we shared,
mm-hmm.
we enjoyed each other's company. And I remember as a child playing Kick the Can, Red Rover, Run Sheepy Run.
I don't know that one. How's that one go?
I have forgotten. But I know it. But the sheep really meant the wimp,
mm-hmm.
you know, and Run Sheepy Run sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But I have forgotten the basics.
Yeah.
My brother would get those cartons, those boxes that grapes came in,
mm-hmm.
and he would pound a handlebar across the top, from scrap lumber. From scrap lumber, he would make a place to put a foot, your foot, and he would hammer wheels from old roller skates.
Mm-hmm.
And we had scooters.
So people were a lot more practical.
Oh, yes.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yes. And we soaked windows. We were mischievous. We soaked windows. We threw rotten tomatoes.
Uh-huh.
We stole green apples. But I had fun.
It was a lot different, though.
Wow.
And then it is today with kids growing up.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. It was safe then.
Mm-hmm.
We played under the streetlight. There were so few cars, you could even hear them coming.
Mm-hmm.
We played these games. You could run through neighbors' yards.
Mm-hmm. Do you think it was, it was much slower. Things didn't move as fast. Would that be a way to explain it, do you think?
Oh, I'm sure they did not, because to wash clothes, it would take my mom all day.
Mm-hmm.
You wrung the clothes through the wringer by hand,
mm-hmm.
rather than throw a load in. So you see, taking them out, hanging them outdoors, every possible chance.
Mm-hmm.
So you could see how time-consuming doing a family wash would be.
Yeah.
You could see how time-consuming. Now, I'm 70. This doesn't apply to, you know, people in their 50s or so. But when Mom baked bread, I remember her checking the oven, the temperature of the oven, by sticking her elbow in. The stoves didn't. Now we were poor.
Uh-huh.
Our stove didn't have thermometers.
You tell.
By guessing, by golly, you know, practice.
Uh-huh.
It doesn't feel hot enough, sort of thing.
And you turn it up a little bit, or?
That's right.
That's sort of how I cook with my. I have a gas stove in my apartment. And it doesn't. The dials, the numbers are worn off.
Uh-huh.
But I don't use my elbow. I put my hand in it.
Yes.
Know? Yep, I think it's hot enough.
For some, just like, how did we check the baby's bathwater? I think we stuck our elbow
mm-hmm.
in. The elbow perhaps is a sensitive
mm-hmm.
area, I don't know. So everything was so much more time consuming.
Mm-hmm.
When you would go to paint, you didn't have the kinds of paint you have now, you know, one coat covers and no smell.
Mm-hmm.
Sort of thing. And house cleaning, God, you picked the rugs up, took them out on the line, and beat them with a clothes beater.
That's how you clean the rugs.
Uh-huh.
Wow. I got my sweeper. I'll stick
okay,
with my sweeper.
But it has almost been established that was a cleaner way. Your
uh-huh.
floors got washed.
Yeah.
And, those rugs got changed. The dining room rug got put in the living room and vice versa.
Mm-hmm.
So the living room rug got worn in the middle. Next year it was in the dining room and the table sat over it. And
it got worn around.
And it got worn around. Talk about EPA.
Mm-hmm.
Those people knew EPA.
Yeah.
and the rooms actually, they have come to the conclusion that the rooms were cleaner.
Were cleaner.
Uh-huh.
What else, did you have, like, was your neighborhood, were the kids in your neighborhood real tight? Did you play with all the kids
yes.
in your neighborhood? Everybody
yes.
was very close?
Yes. There was a bit more, we lived in an Italian neighborhood,
mm-hmm.
and we were not Italian, and we were, truthfully, a cut above them.
Mm-hmm.
We played with them, but we didn't go into their homes too much. There were Irish and German just close enough. Now these were, the Italian children were fine,
mm-hmm.
but truthfully, we were led to believe, we went to the parochial school, they went to the public.
Mm-hmm. You're of German descent, right?
And Irish.
Mm-hmm.
Half and half.
Okay. Were there a lot of ethnic families in this area, like with the mills or anything?
An awful lot. At one time, there was a lot of Irish,
mm-hmm.
and German, Slovenian. But when the Italians came, some later, but when they came, they came in droves, really.
Uh-huh.
On our street, we were in the poorer section of town.
Uh-huh.
Nice Italian families, very good people. But there was...
Yeah. They were a lot different, though. They were right from Italy.
Mm-hmm. Just
not been acclimated to the United States
yet. No.
Totally different people.
Spoke Italian,
mm-hmm.
and in their homes.
Probably a lot of good food, though.
Mm-hmm.
And they shared it.
Uh-huh. But they would say to me, "Andu sta Joseph?" You know, I knew they meant, "Where is Joseph?" You know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So one of my best friends is from Girard, and his family. I went over to his house a couple of times, and his whole family speaks Italian.
Yeah.
Marianas. And I took Italian for my language at the university, so I still don't understand
mm-hmm.
what they say. But
mm-hmm.
I know when he had his wedding, they had, for his rehearsal dinner, they didn't get a restaurant. Instead, his family cooked, and
mm-hmm.
a lot of people came right over from Italy, and
they made it
was better than anything I ever had at a restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
I think
they're
the best food I've ever had.
Cooks.
Marvelous cooks. So everybody was pretty close on the neighborhood, and
right.
everybody played together, and
mm-hmm.
they all buddied around and
mm-hmm.
stuff. And then you went to, St. Rose?
Mm-hmm.
So your whole family is going, you've been around St. Rose all your life.
Right, I was baptized there.
Wow. Have you seen this church and the school and everything that's changed a lot? Or physically has it changed a lot?
Physically,
or?
Of course it
uh-huh.
has. Spiritually, of course, the Catholic Church has changed.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's a marvelous. There's a family feeling at St. Rose that I think
is
great.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I'm very satisfied with the changes.
Mm-hmm. Well, now, did they handle up until like senior in high school?
No,
year school?
Just to eighth grade.
And then you went to Girard High
yes.
School.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And how was Girard? Was Girard High School a lot different than St. Rose, or was it still a lot of the same people? You went to St. Rose, and then they went to Girard.
Yeah, it was the entire city then, and there again, see, the Catholics were looked down on. There was more prejudice then. The
mm-hmm.
Catholics were just not as great as the Protestants, as the WASPs.
Yeah, and there was a lot of that though.
Oh yes.
Anything like with the KKK or anything like that?
I remember, Scott, when I was just under four or five years old, but it, down in our old city building, we at that time lived across the street from it,
mm-hmm.
and I remember them burning a cross.
Really?
I can picture it. I don't remember events leading to it or
mm-hmm. after it.
After it. But they had a little metal or concrete bandstand.
Mm-hmm.
And I can still see that cross burning. That would be in 24, 25, or 26.
Wow. That's...
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So there was some prejudice
mm-hmm.
and felt in this community
mm-hmm.
and everything.
Mm-hmm.
I find that really surprising. I guess I don't. I've never come into conflict with it. I think things are a lot different today.
Oh, yes, for the better.
Yeah.
For the better. Mm-hmm.
Especially as far as religious.
Mm-hmm.
But that time, really, there were Catholics were just really starting to come with the Irish and or with the Italians and stuff.
Right.
Catholics were just starting to come to the United States at that time.
Right.
With immigration
right.
and everything.
That's right.
And, they were looked. I know there was a
mm-hmm.
lot of organizations that even
mm-hmm.
tried to keep the immigrants out, like the Know Nothings or people like that. And,
mm-hmm. and Irish need not apply. I have heard that sign would be in, Boston, New York, Iris need not apply.
Now, was anything like that seen in this area?
No, not.
Mm-hmm.
Not so conspicuous as that, but it would be very difficult for a Catholic to get a teaching job in the Girard school system.
Just because they were Catholic?
Yeah. I mean, the school board was made of...
Mm-hmm.
They tried to...
Yeah, keep a
lid on
yeah.
that, but thank gosh, that's past now.
Mm-hmm. So, you went to St. Rose up until the 8th grade, and you saw a big difference education-wise when you went to Girard, or...?
Not really.
Not really?
Mm-mm.
And then you went to Girard up until 12th grade. How was it at Girard? Did you like going to Girard?
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. There again, I guess I had fun as a child. I didn't worry too much. I didn't get good grades, unfortunately. You know, I was probably a C student.
Mm-hmm.
Velma was an A student. But I didn't see any profit in being an A student. So
mm-hmm.
I had fun. I was got C's because I really didn't care. I don't think I was stupid.
Mm-hmm. What did you do in high school for fun? What was in Girard community? What you would do?
Well, there was a lot of school affairs. We probably didn't, and they had bonfires before the games, and there were their little girl reserves, that,
mm-hmm.
and you, they had their dances, and like I said, we could spend an afternoon down in the city of Girard. There were several places to stop for your Coke or your ice cream.
Mm-hmm.
Several. And there was our 5 and 10. There was a couple department stores and drug stores. And I know on Sundays after church, we went to this one, Malik's corner store, and sat with Coke. And all the guys from the Methodist Church, Herb included,
mm-hmm.
would come up and they'd get home and get scolded. And why did you stop and talk to those Catholics, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But what else did we do during high school? Rented a lot of roller skating.
Mm-hmm.
But...
Where would you roller skate at?
Avon Oaks mostly,
mm-hmm.
and there was a roller skating rink at Holland Springs.
I can't think where Avon Oaks is. Is there still a dance floor there or
yeah.
something?
Yeah.
Okay, mm-hmm. and that's
on
422, going up to
yes,
Niles?
Yes.
Okay, and that was a popular place to go?
Yes, for roller skating.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a roller skating rink at Holland Springs, and it sticks in my mind the ultimate was... when you went to Idora
mm-hmm.
skating.
With also in the community, what else would you do? Go to movies?
Sure, and we had double features.
Mm-hmm. And do you remember any movies that would really stand out? This is sort of like going into like social history. Any movies or anything at the movies that you really remember, or anything that made going to the movies really special?
Well, during the war, of course, the best years of our lives, we cried.
Mm-hmm.
There were war, I remember the war pictures, because there was just so many of them, Bataan and, what were some of those other war pictures, Herb? But, How Green Was My Valley, The Welsh Miners.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. I had a friend who would call up and say, "Oh, Catherine, I feel like a good cry. Let's go to the movies." Because they so many tearjerkers.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But they always ended up...
on a good note.
On a good note, yes.
How was it in this area during the war? How was it growing up during that time in American history?
There was a camp at Camp Reynolds in Pennsylvania, mm-hmm. and the soldiers would come over to Youngstown. That was their city to carouse in, I guess. So there was a lot of that. Women, Rosie the Riveter came on the scene.
Mm-hmm.
Women became independent. They had a paycheck.
Big difference.
Big difference.
Mm-hmm.
You could not get in the stores in Youngstown on Sunday for the shoppers. After years of depression, they finally were making big bucks
mm-hmm.
at the Ravenna Arsenal, in the steel mills. So everybody had a job.
So you were able to see what it was like during the Depression. And how would you describe this area during the Depression?
Oh, I suppose it was so normal. It wasn't poor like Grapes of Wrath poor.
Mm-hmm.
We had many hobos stop at our house. And there wasn't the fear. Folks fed the hobos.
What would be a hobo?
A man who would come knocking at your door, Mrs., can you spare me a meal?
Just somebody, would they be traveling through the area, or would
sure,
they be just people out of work?
Sure, they'd hop off the trains.
Nowadays, you'd be like, there's somebody at my door, I'm going to call the police.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
And that would just be like a common occurrence?
Oh, yes. You didn't invite them in, but you sit right here on either the front or the back porch, and
mm-hmm.
whatever you had in the house, you shared with them.
That's really interesting. I think that's really neat.
Okay, and something interesting. My mother, like I said, my dad died,
mm-hmm.
and so my mother, to support her children, ran a boarding house.
Mm-hmm.
And the men that worked in the mill would come for breakfast,
mm-hmm.
and they would pick up their lunch buckets that my mom would have packed, and then they would come for supper and drop off their lunch
mm-hmm.
buckets. Then they slept. They boarded at our house.
Mm-hmm.
And my mom decided on that. So she said, if I have to be buying food for the boarders, there'll always be food for the children.
Yeah.
And that is really how, and the dishes, and I was too young. The older girls tell me about washing those lunch buckets every night
mm-hmm.
and getting them ready.
For the next day. So you ran a boarding house, and now were they immigrant workers or?
No, most of them worked at A.M. Byers Steel.
Mm-hmm. And they were single or?
I suspect, but then you see, men would go where the jobs were.
And then leave their families at home.
Because when A.M. Byers moved to Ambridge
mm-hmm.
in Pennsylvania, many of the men went. The local men went, and they only came home on weekends. And they probably did the same thing
mm-hmm.
that the boarders once did at our house.
Just traveled from place
to
place.
Where the jobs were. Mm-hmm.
And that was during the Depression when things were real tight.
Mm-hmm.
If you had a job, you kept it wherever you had to go.
Oh, yes.
And then after the Depression, during the war, then there was more money and there was...
Oh, yes.
Uh-huh. And how was it living at that time? How was it living during the war? Because there was rationing and everything.
But you could always get gas stamps on the black market.
Mm-hmm.
And we had dealt with one store for so many years that the man, the butcher there, always had our portion of meat.
Mm-hmm.
We always, when his meat order came in, his old customers, he made sure they had their couple pounds of whatever came in.
Mm-hmm. Always taking care of their customers.
Right. Maybe not in the quantity that you once had, and the same way with soap.
Mm-hmm.
Soap was hard to get?
Soap was hard to get, and we always had our, because we had dealt with that one store for so long, and many families did at that time.
Mm-hmm.
You had your corner butcher store, you know, that you just went to time and again.
And he'd help you out with everything.
Uh-huh.
And we're like you said, with the hobos and everything, so people were much closer, and people were much more friendlier. Is that a good way to describe it, or?
I dislike saying that, because I think now people are great in,
yeah,
in today's world.
Yeah.
I suspect on this street, if anyone needed anything,
they would help you.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I know. Even when we see people down at the university myself, I know we're always willing to help people out and do things for people.
Yes. So I don't, for maybe in big cities or...
In some parts of even any city.
Yes.
Just use common sense.
Uh-huh. I mean, now, yes, we lock our doors as opposed to not locking them. But I think people are still friendly and great.
Yeah, yeah. You met your husband when you were in high school?
Mm-hmm.
So you've known him since, what, freshman year in high school?
Mm-hmm.
What was he like? What kind of guy was he?
I don't think we got together until, what, about junior year, Herb?
Probably.
So you dated, like, when you were juniors?
We dated in high school.
Mm-hmm.
And then he went to war, and I think... We weren't real good buddies. I think I wrote him maybe 2 letters.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like... And then when he came back from the service, we got married.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, not... We just started dating again,
mm-hmm,
and that was that. And he has this beautiful story that he always, even in high school, was in love with me, and I eat it up, you know?
The Niles football games were the big games.
Oh, and yeah. Snake dances through the city.
Through the whole city.
Yes.
You have to dance through the city.
Yes.
And they don't do anything like that nowadays, do they?
Or see the streets.
Yeah. How much has this area changed? Physically, how much has Girard changed?
Well, downtown has disintegrated. There is...
Just the same, really, with Youngstown.
Right.
The downtown area is not the same because of malls and things like that.
Uh-huh.
There's not as much need for downtown.
You can't buy a spool of thread in Girard. You can't. You can't buy anything in Girard. You know, well, what the drugstores handle, you can buy.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we have a candy shop, but so downtown, I don't even like to think. We don't have a downtown anymore.
Mm-hmm.
We have a drugstore, a couple drugstores, and a candy shop. You have your, your knitting shop, and what kind of stores do they call those? Specialty stores,
yeah.
I guess.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, just a little.
Yeah.
Do you think that the what caused the change from, like, what was it? Girard was like its own little independent city.
Sure.
And Youngstown was its own independent little city.
Sure.
But as technology improves, then everybody starts to get the same things. And that's what makes a difference.
Well, and I think cars and transportation.
Mm-hmm.
It was more difficult to get into Youngstown. So and costly.
Mm-hmm.
So you would shop in Girard. It was a treat to go into Youngstown.
Yeah, was that that was the big city?
Sure.
Uh-huh.
Sure.
You would go to downtown Youngstown?
Downtown Youngstown.
And were like stores, and what would you see in downtown Youngstown?
The windows of the stores were always decorated so nicely.
Mm-hmm.
And we would just walk up and down Federal Street, and oh, look at this pretty window and that.
Mm-hmm.
And of course you would go in the stores, and
there's just a lot more to do in the city.
Uh-huh. And there were those cute little ice cream candy stores. We'd stop for soda. Beside every movie house there was an ice cream.
And so going to the city itself was something that you would do only on special occasions?
Oh, yes.
It's something you'd look forward to doing and everything.
Mm-hmm.
How would you get into the city itself?
Public transportation.
Mm-hmm. Would it be like a trolley or a bus?
Mm-hmm. First, mm-hmm. I think, in fact, during the war, I think they tore up the railroad lines to save, you know, use the steel. And I think that's when buses came into.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we'll start talking about Idora Park now. What are your earliest memories of the park?
Planning ahead for probably weeks, because I remember going down Irish Day picnic.
Mm-hmm.
Once a year they had Irish Day.
Mm-hmm.
And I think my mother must have saved all year
to go to Irish Day.
To go to Irish Day. And, but we packed our baskets and we walked far enough that you were eligible for a transfer out. You
mm-hmm.
didn't have to pay two fares. And, oh, we just ran from one end of that park to the next.
Mm-hmm.
And in the picnic, then we had time to gather at the picnic area. And but there were swings and teeter-totters and up on a hill.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember the Penny Arcade. We spent hours in the Penny Arcade.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, as I got older, then there was the swimming pool. And I didn't realize until recently that was the saltwater. That was supposed to be the largest saltwater pool. And I don't know, maybe.
It's time?
In its time, yes. They had salt water, and I didn't feel, I had forgotten that.
Wonder why they had salt water in the pool.
To make a, and there was sand, there was sand, not concrete, to pretend it was the ocean, I guess.
Was it a big pool? It's real large?
Yes,
uh-huh.
Yes. In my mind's eye, it was huge, you know. It was much bigger than Girard. That's something else we did. They had they put a swimming pool in Girard. We went up to the Girard swimming pool.
In the park?
In the park.
Yeah.
Sure. I had forgotten that
mm-hmm.
when we were in those years.
Now, question with even with Girard pool, they have days where like the blacks could swim and not the whites, or did they ever have any segregation like that?
If they did, I don't remember. We
mm-hmm.
we had very few colored folks in Girard,
mm-hmm.
Scott. Very few.
I know at Idora Park they had days where the blacks would come in and that was it,
see,
and they could use the pool and
that.
Stuff.
I didn't know that. See the segregation,
mm-hmm. And then, you said Irish Day?
Yes.
At Idora Park?
I think every nationality in the area had their day. It was Slovenian Day, it was German Day, it was Irish Day. My mom was
mm-hmm.
the Irishman in the family, and we went on and crowds, we were like her friends and their children, and the
mm-hmm.
Sullivans and the Morans, and
everybody piled in and go down to Idora Park.
Uh-huh. Don't you wonder how they kept the food safe?
Yeah.
Now we have to have our coolers and our,
mm-hmm.
and I know we did not.
Just pack the stuff up and throw
mm-hmm.
stuff in a thermos and
mm-hmm.
go down there.
Mm-hmm.
With the pool, did they, like you said, the pool is really, really big. They
mm-hmm.
had like lifeguards and everything.
Oh yes, oh yes.
Uh-huh.
Oh yes.
Did they have like hours for the pool, or did just you could swim all day if you wanted to, or you could only be in for a certain amount of time? Did they have any way that they had certain hours you couldn't use the pool?
I
or
can't remember that, Scott.
Just go in and go swimming.
Just go in and go swimming.
And you would just bring stuff to get changed into?
Yeah. Now, this would not be on Irish Day. On Irish Day, I don't think the pool was there when I was that young.
Mm-hmm.
We just used the rides and
mm-hmm.
I for some reason going up the hill, you know, and having lunch, and then we played a long time up on the playground there too. That
mm-hmm.
sticks in my mind. But and I remember then as we got older, then you'd use the pool, and then you would go the Heidelberg Garden, you know, for beers.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, comes the dances. But we used to stand in line to ride some of those.
Mm-hmm.
Every union would have a picnic down there. I have an idea. If you had access to their calendar, I bet that park was booked.
All the time.
All the time. Because every union, you know, the...
All the companies.
All the companies, all the ethnic groups. Yes. And I was telling my friend at the stop this morning, and he's the one that said, oh, Kevin, that was the salt water in there. But his kids lived near there.
Mm-hmm.
And they would go over and they'd just kind of mill in with the crowd going in, and they'd get their ticket, you know, local 377 or CIO or whatever it was. And they said they rode all day. They would go over and they would they would go in. So I said, everyone, that the park must have been booked quite heavily.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What do you remember in the Penny Arcade? What would you play in there? What kind of games?
They had the metal discs.
With the star?
With the star.
I used to do that.
Did you, Scott? Yes. And, the shovels, yes. That you put your coins in and the arms came out.
And you get stuff? And did you ever get anything?
Not worthwhile.
I never went on one of those.
I'm certain we never got anything worthwhile. And didn't we test our...
Like your grip and
your
stuff?
Your grip, yes, I remember that.
Do they have anything like, let me see, like little movies you could watch in there?
Mm-hmm.
Where you put in and it would basically be like the little cards would flash?
That's right.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh, they just go fast and they flip down and look like a movie. Yeah.
What kind of shows, what kind of little cards did they have in there?
Mostly slapstick.
Mm-hmm.
If those are the ones I watched, would it be Harold Lloyd?
Okay, yeah.
As I remember, maybe a Western, but as I remember, I used to laugh, so it was kind of the slapstick.
Mm-hmm. Can you remember if they had anything else, like a shooting gallery in there or anything like that?
If they did, it probably didn't interest me. I didn't. But I remember you would get a penny's worth of, did they call them Boston baked beans?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Boston baked beans.
And you would get a penny's worth of various. But the Penny Arcade, and you got a lot of fun.
That was always, was it in that white building at the time? It was a big
building.
Yeah.
And if I'm not mistaken, there was even a little porch out front.
Okay, yeah. So that was always one of my favorite places. I'd go in there, and I like to play all the older stuff, though, and I'd do the arm with the crane, and I would make myself one of the little round coin thing with the star, and you could stamp your name in it.
And you'd get almost all finished, and you'd make a mistake, and you'd have to start all over again.
Yeah. Were there any other games there? Like, did they have, like, I know, with the goldfish thing that used to go around?
Oh, the ponds, those kind. Oh, yes, they had all sorts of those kind of things. We used to fish in the fish pond, sure.
Is that fun? Is that, like, one of the big games?
It's exciting, yeah. Mm-hmm. What are we going to get?
Yeah. They have, like, what's the one game called? Ski ball or whatever, where you roll the ball up? Did they have that kind of stuff?
Yes.
And bingo and things like that?
Bingo, I don't remember.
Mm-hmm. Nah, that was pretty boring. Yeah.
But I remember and throwing, much like the carnivals now, where
you throw the hoops onto the pop bottles. And
sure.
How about like throwing the ball where you knock the milk bottles down and stuff like that?
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Did they have any, like, I know at one time they had monkeys and birds and stuff in the park. Did they have those in at that
time? Yes, we used to, and they would have them, as I remember, they would have them, you know, some here in a cage, quite tall, and then, you know, yards away, they would have monkeys and mm-hmm. we could feed them.
Mm-hmm. What would you feed them, like popcorn or bread?
Peanuts.
Or peanuts?
Uh-huh.
Were the monkeys able to come up to you, or were they down in a hole? Or
I don't remember.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember. But it seemed to me they took peanuts out of our hand, but I could be wrong.
Was that pretty neat, though, seeing like the birds and the monkeys and everything?
Sure. It was our Disney World. It mm-hmm. was... There was, you could beach up in Cleveland, but not until you got much older.
Yeah.
I mean, if you had a fancy date to take you up to Cleveland to use the beach, that was...
Mm-hmm. That was a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
Let me check. I'm going to flip this tape over.
We carried our lunch and newspaper. They were much more thrifty. They'd do good in this day and age, the EPA, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't waste things.
Yeah.
Do you know anyone that saves string now?
No. I work to keep my cans and bottles to recycle.
Do they use string now?
Yeah, no.
They don't even use it. But you didn't throw a piece of string out, and you sewed it together for a kite string.
Mm-hmm.
It was different, but they did save. And I know my mother threw all her garbage. out on the garden patch
mm-hmm.
and plowed, you know, dug it under a couple times a year.
Mm-hmm.
That was composting it in its most basic.
Yeah, keeping the stuff going.
And that ground, she just grew all kinds of things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. With the park then, you would go out on like Irish Day, like
mm-hmm.
an ethnic day, or
mm-hmm.
like a company day.
Right.
And that's up until when you started getting into high school. When you started getting to high school, did you go more often then, or?
Well, I suppose then, I think they even had one of our school dances down there, like junior or senior.
Mm-hmm.
But then it almost got to be date place to go, not so much the family picnics.
Mm-hmm.
But I know, kidding about Heidelberg Garden, but we'd go down to Heidelberg Garden and they even gave dance lessons. And my girlfriends and myself, we'd catch those two buses.
Yeah.
Or two, I think by then it was buses.
Mm-hmm.
And go down and have a few beers. But can you imagine young girls now doing that?
No.
But we did.
Mm-hmm.
And I think then it was, and when we would have a date to go to see the big band, then at intermission you would go out and ride the
mm-hmm. ride all the rides and everything.
Yes, yes.
What bands do you remember?
Well, I remember Frankie Carl. I remember Kay Kaiser.
Mm-hmm.
Specifically, I don't remember any others.
Mm-hmm.
And see, you weren't fortunate enough to get a date to go to all of them. And I didn't go without. But there you stood, and you didn't do all that much dancing, just standing watching the... That's when the three would get up and sing their little song
mm-hmm.
and sit back down.
Was that a big social event to go out to Idor Park? Was that something you looked forward to doing?
You were pretty fortunate when you had a date to go hear one of the big bands,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
Mm-hmm. How often do you think you'd go out there? Like once or twice a month or once a week even?
No. If you got there once a month, every other month.
Really?
During the teen years.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And by 20, except for a big band, we didn't
mm-hmm.
go.
Yeah, because you didn't really want to go ride rides or anything.
No.
You just went to go see
yeah.
the bands.
Uh-huh.
So basically, when you were young, it was the fun place to go.
Right.
You'd go ride all the rides and
yeah.
everything and go swimming.
Now, when our children were small, we started going back again. We took them several times.
Mm-hmm. I know when I talk with people a lot of times, one thing almost everybody mentions is the French fries. And how
vinegar.
Yeah, they were the best French fries in the world, though. Do you remember anything like food-wise? Did they have any restaurants there or things like that?
Except for Heidelberg Gardens, soul food.
Like what kind of food? Like hot
dogs
and stuff?
Sandwiches, the sausage, the
mm-hmm.
Not dinners, but lots
yeah.
of good tavern-type foods.
Mm-hmm.
But all up and down the boardwalk, the midway,
mm-hmm.
there again, carnival type. I don't think they had the sausage and peppers like they do at Canfield.
Mm-hmm.
But, I remember cotton candy. Oh, I was impressed even watching them make that as a child.
Mm-hmm.
But later on, I don't remember it big on food.
Just the rides, or even like the popcorn or something like that
right.
that you might get, or candy
right,
apple
right.
or something.
Right.
Uh-huh. So it was basically just a fun place to go as a little kid, and then
mm-hmm.
when you got older, it became more of a social
right.
event to
uh-huh.
go to the park.
Uh-huh.
Did you ever go out there besides for the bands? Did you ever just go out there to meet people, or to meet friends out there, or anything like that?
When we were younger, probably... When we were younger, in our teens, like I said, when we'd go to Heidelberg Garden, you mm-hmm. know darn well we were looking,
yeah.
you know, for anybody we know or anybody would be fun to mm-hmm. to get to know.
Then after you got married, did you go out there at all after you were married? I mean, before you had kids, to still see bands or anything?
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. I remember we belonged to a club. There were about four or five couples, and we all went out. But I think they had brought a special band in that night, or maybe it was the regular Saturday night dances,
mm-hmm.
and the group of us went out, and it brought back a lot of real good.
Mm-hmm. All the memories
uh-huh.
and everything.
The ball twisting around with the lights.
Mm-hmm. So you still really kept in contact with the park then after, even, I mean, a lot of people are like, oh, after I got 18 or 19, I quit going.
Like I said, I remember well going down with four or five couples,
mm-hmm.
and that's when since Herb and I were married.
Yeah, yeah.
Walking and thinking, boy, this brings back a lot of memories. You
mm-hmm.
know?
When you brought your kids to the park, your children, how was that? How was that? Was that kind of neat to bring your children to the park and see how they?
Sure it was, except, you know, mother's being nervous. I don't think I relaxed once. But what I don't remember growing up is that where they had the children's area.
Mm-hmm.
When we brought our children, now they may have had it.
And I think that's something they put in after a while.
Later, yes, because
yeah.
I remember I thought, well, thank goodness.
Yeah.
And I remember once people from Canada came down. And we took them to Idora Park, and they all were going to go in the Wildcat, and children and the dads. I wasn't going to go. Anyhow, it turned out the other two dads didn't go, and Herb got stuck on the Wildcat with all the kids.
What did they think of the park? Were they pretty impressed with it?
Yes, they were. Yes, mm-hmm. they were.
Because it was very unusual for a city as small as Youngstown.
Mm-hmm.
To have a park like Idora
mm-hmm.
Park.
Mm-hmm. They just thought it was a great place to, because they brought their children with them.
Mm-hmm. What were your children's reactions to the park? What did they see? What did they like to do? I mean, did you bring them to the park like once a summer? What did they do? Did they go on the rides?
Yes, they did all the children's things. I'm sure they spent time on their rides. They ate park food,
mm-hmm.
the goodies. I don't even know if they had a penny arcade by then. I don't remember that. But we took them down a couple times
mm-hmm.
a year, probably.
Mm-hmm.
Or when folks came, that was a place to take them.
Yeah, and was it still, even at that time, for the kids, a big social? Was it a big fun thing to do that they could really look forward to?
I think so.
Mm-hmm.
There again, growing up, when our children were growing up, we didn't have a lot of money. Herb drove truck.
Mm-hmm.
And we didn't go on fancy. Our kids probably didn't get to Cedar Point. I'll bet you our youngest was 12, 13 years old.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, when they were kids, well, we went to Canada at the camps, you know, we
mm-hmm.
didn't. But Cedar Point, gee,
that was a big deal. I've
mm-hmm.
only been there once, so.
Mm-hmm.
I
we used to take the children about every, I guess once a year we took them out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Were there any other times that you would go to Idora Park besides with your children? After you were married and had kids, did you go for any kind of shows, the flower shows or things like that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What were those like? Like craft shows, flower
yeah,
shows, home
just
shows?
Just an elaborate craft
mm-hmm.
show. And a miniature Canfield Fair, you know, where they have all their...
Mm-hmm. They just have displays up and things.
Sure.
Could you buy things at those? Or?
No, I guess just like for storm windows and aluminum siding
mm-hmm.
and landscaping And if you were interested, I don't think of course they don't sell it in the society, you know, they'll bet you,
mm-hmm.
they wanted you to see their
what they had on display.
Mm-hmm.
With Idora Park, do you think the city lost a lot when they closed the park?
Well, I think they do, because I know now there is Disney World and there is Cedar Point. But to take a family to Cedar Point today, it would cost a couple $100s
mm-hmm.
minimum. To go to SeaWorld, it would cost.
Yeah.
If something like Idora Park was there, maybe some children that weren't as privileged as others
could use it.
They have to travel so far now, and it's so costly. I wouldn't be surprised if, especially the way the pendulum is swinging, trying to save gas, and I think it's swinging back toward you don't need all that. And who can afford Disney World anymore?
Yeah, you would have, that's, uh-huh. you're talking hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of dollars.
Oh, yeah.
If you want to
yeah,
go
you
and spend the night and
yeah,
everything else.
With a family from this area.
Yeah, it would be
$1,000. Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Oh, sure.
That's where I want to go on my honeymoon.
Is it?
Yeah. I want to go there for 3 days. And then they have, like, where you go for 3 days, then you can go on a cruise for 3 days.
Yes.
I figured that would be a good thing to do. I've never been there. I've never really gone on a vacation in my life. So I want to go to Disney World. Yeah, it is a lot different now.
Uh-huh. Of course, I know there's a bigger gap now between the haves and the have-nots. Maybe the have-nots couldn't even afford Idora, a park like Idora.
Mm-hmm.
But it seems pitiful that they don't have anything. And I don't mean just the welfare. I mean middle class
mm-hmm.
folks now. It's hard for them.
Yeah. That's the group that doesn't seem to get any breaks.
Right.
You know, it seems like
right.
the upper class gets breaks and the lower class get breaks. But the middle class toes the road.
That's right.
The hard road there.
I don't know if there'd be a market for it or not, but
it'd
I
be
think
nice.
Children are being deprived. Because it's not there.
Mm-hmm. All they have now, they play video games and they don't read books anymore. They watch TV.
That's right.
They don't go outside and play baseball or play catch or anything. They play Nintendo.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
I think it's
can
a lot different.
Can you imagine now trying to play kick the can?
Yeah. Oh, well, this will be call the police in 10 seconds.
Sure. The kids would be hit with a car, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. How important do you think growing up Idora Park was to you? Do you think it played any kind of role when you were growing up?
Well, it gives me a lot of good memories. And when you hit 70, you don't do anymore, but you kind of think back on
mm-hmm.
what you've had. And sure, now that you mention it, I don't sit here and say, oh, remember that good time at Idora?
Yeah.
But remembering going down to those picnics, with for 3, we used to say Wonder Bread wrappers, and with Wonder Bread wrappers and 3 cents, oh, I remember.
Yeah.
There was a lot of good memories from there.
Mm-hmm.
If it hadn't been for Idora, we would never have ridden on a merry-go-round.
Yeah, that's true. There were roller coasters and stuff?
No. No, we never would have. And do you wonder now, are there children growing up in our area
never done
that
any of that?
Never have been on a merry-go-round.
Never been on a roller coaster?
Never
none
been
of that.
Because
I think I've been to Cedar Point once, and I mean, I might never have even gone to Cedar Point, but I've been on the Wildcat and the Jackrabbit and the Lost River and everything else. I remember my two sisters and my brother and I, we used to get up, pack something to eat, and would walk from the south side down to Cedar Point. You know, it'd take us about an hour to walk there,
mm-hmm.
and we'd go and we'd spend the day, and it was
mm.
such a big deal.
Sure.
And it was
sure.
so much fun. Now you don't. They don't have that. That's true, and I didn't really think of that. Mm-hmm. Kids will never have ridden on a roller coaster. Grow up, live your whole life, and never ride a roller coaster.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of. I guess somebody bought the plans to the Wildcat and the Jackrabbit, so they. I guess they've been rebuilt someplace else. And so we bought the merry-go-rounds in a warehouse in New York City.
Yes,
I'm sitting in a warehouse, which is sad.
Isn't it?
You know, the merry-go-round sitting in a warehouse. And they had, I remember the pigs and stuff that used to suck up paper, and those used to be my favorite things.
Yeah.
Used to like that, too. If you had one word to describe Idor Park, what would it be? What do you think would be a good word?
Well,
how about several words? That's better.
It was great. It really was great. It provided a lot of fine entertainment, a lot of good memories.
Mm-hmm.
It was special to children.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do you think it also, though, even with the bands and everything played, bringing in the bands that played an important role in the city, that they brought in the bands and played such a, like, even for the 18 and over, at least it was a social meeting place.
It was important. And I cannot help but believe it was, it brought, you know, some economy. I think it brought some money into the city, because when the companies would have their picnics. Gee, they would buy presents. There was a domino effect there that the buses would be busier. I think it was an asset.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure who would be brave enough to invest their money in
something like that today.
In an experiment like that today. It has to be a Golden Arches.
Yeah, McDonald's could do it. That's the only person that have enough money. McDonald's could do it. Do you have anything else you'd like to say before we finish up? Any other things you'd like to talk about with the park or anything?
No, not really.
Okay. You did mention something, though, about a roller skating rink in there.
I feel certain.
That they had a roller skating rink that they could just put down and then take up, or
no,
was it a permanent one?
I think we skated on the hardwood dance floor.
On the dance floor?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, probably. Mm-hmm. Was roller skating pretty popular?
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes. Before the war, it was very popular. Well, I know three for certain. At the corner of, what was it, Ray and Wood? There was a building, the Eagles building at the corner of Ray and Wood, that is falling down now. The second floor there was a
bed on the second floor.
On the second floor was a roller. Go down to Eagles skating, and Holland Springs, and that would be on just this side of Eastwood Mall, on the east side of Eastwood Mall, and at Avon Oaks. So there was one in Youngstown, Girard, and in Niles, that I know of, and I'm certain there was one at Idora. So it had to be, and look at the one in Cortland. There's one in Cortland, or was one in Cortland.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, roller skating was quite
popular.
My shoe skates, that was my pride and joy.
Okay, well, thank you very much. It's been a very good
interesting, Scott.